Chapter 1. The night was dead calm, not a breath of wind. Every sound out there, even the smallest rustle, felt like it was cranked up to 11. It was like the whole Afghan landscape was holding its breath. We moved down from our overwatch on the mountain, eyes locked on the village below. Nothing but shadows and silence. A cluster of mud huts in the dark, hiding at least 30 Taliban. We knew they were down there, just waiting for us. The moonlight struggled to break through a thick canopy of clouds overhead, faint shadows that flickered like phantoms across the terrain. Even with our heavy rucks and gear, we moved like ghosts in those shadows, silent and deliberate, senses dialed in and sharp as a knife's edge.
"Hey, cowboy, what's with the ghost town vibe? Think the TB boys forgot to pay their electric bill?"
Ninja Man's whispered words crackled over the radio, a stifled chuckle tagging along. Ninja Man wasn't some wannabe martial arts dude. He was Sergeant Buck Conway, a tough-as-nails U.S. Army Ranger and our official door kicker, the primary breacher of our five-man assault team from the 3rd Ranger Battalion. His call sign came from the ninja inked on his back and the 12-inch custom blade he never left behind.
"Maybe they're worried about their carbon footprint."
Raptor's low growl of a response came back. Raptor, or Sergeant Jackson Cole, was the 3rd member of our assault team. Standing an inch taller than my 6'2" frame and carrying 20 pounds more muscle than my 200, Raptor was a wrecking ball in close quarters combat.
"Focus, boys. Save the comedy for the after party,"
I muttered, scanning the darkened village sprawled out below, eyes sharp for any sign of movement.
"Yes, sir, Captain, sir,"
Ninja Man shot back with a chuckle, then fell silent. Being the buzzkill wasn't my favorite role, but as team leader, it was part of the gig. We were neck deep in Taliban territory, northern Kandahar province, a hellhole where the TB, or Tallies as we called them, had locked the region in a death grip. We were there to put a major dent in that. The stakes were through the roof, and the threat level was off the charts. Gorak District, nestled on the border of Helmand Province, wasn't exactly a tourist destination. It was the Taliban's nerve center in the region. The year was 2012, and coalition forces had barely made a dent, thanks to the unforgiving terrain, mountains, and rugged hills that turned standard ops into a logistical nightmare. But we weren't just any grunt squad. We were a hand-picked team of Rangers, each one a battle-hardened warrior. Alongside Ninja Man and Raptor, we had specialist Kevin Echo King handling comms and backing up on breaching. Staff Sergeant Robert Hawkeye Compton was our sniper, whose handle, Hawkeye, said everything you needed to know. You need targets taken out with surgical precision? Well, Hawkeye was the man for it. Then there was me, Captain Axel Blaze, the fifth piece of this puzzle. They called me Cowboy. Not just because I grew up on a Colorado ranch and had a thing for cowboy boots. It was more about my knack for blazing my own trail and kicking against the system when needed. Despite the banter, there was a weight hanging over us. One that wouldn't lift until this mission was a win. This wasn't just another op. It was personal. We had pulled strings and gathered the intel ourselves to get the brass to greenlight it. We were in this for keeps. Our target was Bilal Mustafa, a high-ranking Taliban leader, and his right-hand man, Hamid Ghul, an explosives mastermind. Just a week ago, Bilal and his squad mercilessly killed Omar Haq, our Afghan interpreter. They didn't stop there. Omar's wife and twin toddlers were slaughtered too. Bilal strapped a suicide vest on Omar's wife and blew her to bits. We swore we would make him pay, making sure he felt every second of his demise. Omar wasn't just another interpreter. We had worked with plenty of Terps over the years, but Omar was different. After a few missions together, he became our guy, reliable as hell. He wasn't just a Terp, he was part of the unit. Always down for any op, no matter the risk, even when the Tally psychos were blowing up his phone with threats. The Rangers he rolled with knew he had their six, and then some. We owed him big time.